This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Football fans, I'm sure we all love an action-packed, high-scoring NFL game, but the latest no-brainer from DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, you'll be a winner once single points are scored. New customers who bet just $1 on any team to score can win $100 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet $1 on any team to score and win $100 in free bets. If they score, you score with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Kick off hour number three. What'd you guys think of the Saints last night with Taysom Hill?
It started out okay. Then he hurt his hand. Then he threw four picks.
Man, the last one he threw right to the defensive end.
I was actually kind of frustrated just based off fantasy implications for Dallas defense.
You're playing against the Dallas defense?
No, but a guy I need to lose had them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's gonna be a big. Number, no matter your scoring system. There. Yeah.
On FanDuel, they did boost the odds for Cowboys -2.5 to +100.
-2.5.
Yeah. Spread was -6.5. They dropped it down to -2.5 and +100.
I bet the Cowboys -6.5. I thought New Orleans would struggle, and with the receivers back for the Cowboys. I mean, it took a minute, but they got there. Pick six definitely helped.
It typically does.
Certainly good. I mean,
I'm glad he got your numbers, but, like, is Zeke just washed now?
Well,
I mean, I was playing against him last night, 45 yards. 6.7 points. I mean, just not that good. Not that good at all.
Well, he's banged up, and the Saints' run defense is really good. That's why that was such a low over-under for his rushing total. It was a 39.5, so he needed to get to. He got 45, but he didn't get it until the last carry of the game. But, I mean, they weren't even trying to run the ball because they couldn't. I mean, I know, you know, Pollard had the one long run. CeeDee Lamb had the long run, but I mean, she's not going to run on the Saints. Zeke was tearing it up early in the season when he was healthy, so. Got a bum knee. But the Taysom Hill experiment, yikes.
It's not a good one.
Yeah, that's failed. That's over with. But as we look ahead,
he had a good run. But, you know, he'll get $40 million. He just won't get the 90 for being the starter.
Yeah. We got college games starting tonight, 8 o'clock, Pac-12 championship, Oregon and Utah.
Yeah.
This game could have been important, but.
But it's not.
Not anymore.
But it's still football. I'll probably still watch it.
Utah's favored by 2.5, even though they're ranked 17th and Oregon's 10th. I think Utah lost couple games just to start the season. They've been a lot better since. So
what's this game tonight? You said Oregon, Utah?
Yeah.
So a rematch of Utah blowing the doors off of Oregon a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Could be a good revenge game for Oregon. And if they win this one, that Stanford loss is going to haunt them forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It might haunt them forever anyway.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's the only game tonight. Then tomorrow at noon, you got Baylor, Oklahoma State, the Cowboys, on the doorstep of the playoff.
What's the line in that one?
Oklahoma State, 5.5.
Whew.
They beat Baylor by 10 earlier in the season.
I mean, they win that one, they're in.
Yeah.
No doubt, right?
Have to be, right?
Yeah.
You got to put them ahead of Cincinnati?
I think you have to.
Even if everybody else wins?
I think you have to just because of the number of quality wins.
Yeah. conference champ.
I'll feel bad for Cincinnati. I mean, what else are you supposed to do? But
well, they'll still have a shot for Michigan to lose or Alabama to lose. I mean, both Cincinnati and Oklahoma State could get in pretty easily.
Yeah, sure.
Just need one other thing to happen. Cincinnati beat Notre Dame, right? Any no real other quality wins. Oklahoma State beat.
Well, I mean, they were supposed to be in a close one with SMU, and they waxed them.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not saying SMU's good, but that was supposed to be a prove-it game for Cincinnati, and they did just that. They didn't really seem to get much credit for it.
Utah State, San Diego State play at 3 on Fox in the Mountain West Championship, 3:30 on ESPN, App State, Louisiana, Sun Belt, 4 o'clock, of course, the SEC Championship on CBS. At the same time, though, on ABC, Houston will be playing against Cincinnati. I guess because of, you know, getting attendance and stuff, they do that at the home team. So that's a big – makes it a whole lot easier for Cincinnati to complete the undefeated, you know, regular season with the conference championship game being at their place. But still, they're 10.5-point favorites there at home against Houston.
I know they never would, but, boy, I wouldn't mind if the SEC looked at that. They never would. It doesn't matter. But I do like the idea of – it'd be tough if you had, you know, two undefeated teams and it happened, but I guess you just go to the highest-ranked team. But I like home environments for big games like that, and I think that'd be pretty cool to see.
Well, the nice thing about the SEC is
– well, what's nice about it –
everybody can get to – everybody that matters can get to Atlanta easily. And
right, and it, you don't have to ever worry about weather or delays or anything like that.
And – the SEC Championship game, it's loud the whole game. Like, because it's such a big game, and the stadium is usually somewhere between 60-40 and 50-50 most of the time. You know, both crowds are loud when each team is on offense. So it's pretty cool. It's kind of a measure of your conference. Like, what's your attendance like at a neutral field for your championship game?
I'd say SEC championship game attendance tomorrow will be pretty good. A hunch.
Sold out.
The ticket price will be pretty up there. I guess it kind of says it on this little.
I was going to say, do you have
that? It says tickets as low as $431.
Oh, that's it? Just $431?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'd say that's decent.
The Big Ten.
It's only double the next highest, Michigan, Iowa.
Yeah, that one's in Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. That game's at 8 o'clock on Fox.
I mean, think about that. You can get into Oregon, Utah for $26. $26.
Where's that game at? What stadium?
Las Vegas.
Vegas.
The new Raider Stadium.
Ooh.
So you get to go to Vegas, watch your team hopefully win.
Not a bad idea.
I still think the Big 12's got the best matchup this week.
Oh, yeah. As far as a game that should be
like a close
exciting
game?
And competitive, well, I don't know. We haven't really talked about the SEC championship game. I don't know what to think.
I think it's close.
It seems like, Georgia, they're just so good, and Bama struggled. But it's also Nick Saban versus Kirby Smart.
I think it's going to be close. I think.
Oh, I do too. Is anyone predicting it's a blowout?
Not really, no. Okay. But I think no one would have before the Auburn-Alabama game. But after Alabama looked so pedestrian in that one, I think some people are thinking Georgia will roll pretty easily.
What's the stat? Nick Saban's been a 5-point underdog or more 4 times.
Oh, really?
Or maybe this is the 5th time, but he's 4-0 in those other 4 games, and he's won them all by double digits.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Something to keep an eye on. Saban, when he's a 5-point or more underdog, don't lose. And, in fact, he kind of whoops the other team bigly.
Until tomorrow.
Think tomorrow it changes?
Yes.
So you're taking Georgia.
I do think this Alabama team is you know, they've got much more, you know, exploitable weaknesses than anyone we've seen in a long time. I still just don't know how good Georgia is.
Well, the question is,
I mean, they're obviously really good. I just don't know how good.
Sure. Bama's offense has all the weapons. I don't know. What would you do? You blame play calling this year? Are they too conservative? Are they trying to run the football too much when they should just let Bryce Young get back there and hum it around? And then do you change it up tomorrow because it's Georgia, you know, and they're pass rush and defense? I mean, I'm thinking if I'm Bryce Young tomorrow, I'm looking read one, maybe read two, and then I'm just taking off running. I know he doesn't like to run, but I don't think you're going to have a lot of time in the pocket. And if you have two guys not open, you're not going to, you know, like against Miami earlier in the year, he just sat back there and then he'd roll out and he'd wait. And then he's been behind the line of scrimmage for 6 seconds after the snap. And then, oh, finally somebody's wide open. You're not going to be able to do that tomorrow. Not because somebody wouldn't get open, but because pass rush is going to be on you. If I'm him, I'm taking off running a bunch tomorrow and then sliding, you know, as soon as I get anywhere near a Georgia defender. But they've got receivers that can get open. I don't know if they can run the ball on Georgia. And then the question becomes, Bama's defense this year, not the Bama defense of old, but they're probably going to be the most talented defense that Georgia has faced. And I'd imagine Nick Saban's going to have some stuff drawn up to get at Stetson Bennett and confuse him. Can the postman deliver?
Yeah, I think the Alabama defense has actually been – I know the offense was terrible last week, but the Alabama defense throughout the season has been what's been very different about this team. I mean, it was 42-35 with Arkansas 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. I think a couple of those Arkansas scores came late, but I'm with you. But then they held Auburn to 10. Of course, that was also with a backup quarterback and not a great – really just team in general.
I think Alabama will play one of their best games of the year just because they, you know, Saban, they know how, these guys know how to prepare and play for this stage.
It's
and
weird.
Georgia,
it's weird because Bama, I mean, there's pressure there, obviously, but
there's less.
It has to be, right?
In a weird way.
I mean, hey, you're the underdog. Georgia's number one team in the country. Obviously, they don't want to lose, but they get to go in and kind of play free, and I feel like Georgia, man, if this game's close in the second half, they might tighten up a little bit. And especially Kirby. We know he'll get nervous and do something just real stupid if the opportunity affords itself. I'm here for that. I mean, I don't know what I'll do if Georgia just – I mean, if it's like 45-17, I don't think I could live with myself. I don't see that happening. I'm with you. I think it'll be a close game.
Really want our record of most points on Georgia this season to withstand the weekend.
You're probably not going to get that. But if we do get that, then that means Georgia probably just rolled all over them. And I don't think I want that. I think I will sacrifice.
Could be a 13-10 game. Never know.
It could be.
Probably not, but it could be. Today at National RX, the drive will be broadcasting live this afternoon from 3 to 6, but all day from 9 until 6:30 is the Toys for Tots drive at National RX out in West Knoxville, out near Farragut. So swing by and drop off an unwrapped new toy anytime today. They'll also be collecting them tomorrow as well, so you can drop it off at any time there. Toys for Tots, support a good cause. And if you can drop by between 3 and 6, you can say hi to the guys from the drive out at National RX. They're on Kingston Pike out in West Knoxville near Farragut High School. So make plans if you can help out in any way there. That would be awesome. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here, Hour 3.
Sawyer, mean pride.
Hour 3 continues. Live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. If you miss any portion of the show, check out the podcast. Get you set for the weekend. Championship games, Alabama, Georgia. Obviously the big one, but not the one with the most stakes on it, really. I mean, I guess kind of is. I mean, Baylor, Oklahoma State's playing for a playoff spot. Bama, Georgia, I think probably only Bama's playing for a playoff spot. In a way, that means Georgia would have less pressure. But in another way, there's that pressure to stay undefeated and you know, kind of have that magical season. Same thing with Houston and Cincinnati. Obviously, Cincinnati can't lose. Same thing with Michigan, Iowa. That's a game where all the pressure is on the Wolverines.
Clearly.
I mean, Iowa can lose the game, go 10-3, still had a nice
year.
Well,
I saw a lot of Michigan fans saying, I wasn't really nervous about the Ohio State game because we all kind of expected to lose that one anyway, just based on recent history.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it's Iowa in a make-or-break type game, Michigan fans feeling the pressure a little bit. And I'm sure the team is, too.
Well, it's kind of like it's like Miracle on Ice stuff, right? You beat the Russians, you finally get over that big hump, and there's one more game you still got to win to get, you know. I don't think Michigan fans will be disappointed if they lose in the first round of the playoff. I mean, they'll be disappointed, but not like, oh, we should have won it, you know. Like, it'll be a toss-up game, no matter who their opponent is. But if you lose this one, I mean, this is kind of a should-win. I mean, it's obviously a really good opponent. It's not like a cupcake or anything, but it's kind of a should-win game with all this on the line. That does make you nervous. It's like you have that big upset win.
Yeah, the over-the-hump
semifinal type game, and then the championship game is like, man, we got to get back up and finish this off. They'll have more time, too, to get ready for a playoff matchup and kind of reset the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But coming off of last week, it does make you wonder if Michigan should be on upset alert. I mean, they're like 10.5, 11.5 point favorites.
Is it really that high?
Yeah, which that surprised me. We're at 10?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I'm excited to watch that one, especially because we'll know how the rest of it, you know, has shaken out earlier in the day. I mean, there's a lot of different ways the playoff picture could go depending on if Baylor wins or loses. That'll be the first domino that falls. Not Baylor, Oklahoma State, obviously. So if Oklahoma State wins or loses, that then kind of puts them either kind of like, okay, Oklahoma State probably at least going to be the 4 seed if they win. Definitely going to be out if they lose. Baylor, I don't think, can get in even with a win. Unless just insane stuff happens. Then you got Georgia, Alabama next at 4. And it's like, okay, if Georgia blasts Alabama, then Alabama probably out.
Mm-hmm.
If Baylor's beating Oklahoma State, though, and then Georgia blasts Alabama, then it gets really weird. And while Georgia and Alabama are playing, what if Cincinnati loses at the same time? Then it gets really insane. Obviously, Michigan already has a loss, and even though they're at number 2, can't really afford another one, because if all those games go the other way, if Alabama beats Georgia, if Cincinnati wins and Oklahoma State wins, I mean, Michigan's going to be out if they lose. So it's going to be pretty nutty.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
What are you hoping happens?
Well, selfishly, I want Cincinnati in.
Oh, just for our little game?
Like, my biggest fear is that Bama wins, they both get in, and then Georgia still wins the national championship.
Yeah.
So I don't...
They're like rematching for the national title.
Yeah. Well, and what's weird about that is, what's Bama at right now?
3.
So if they win, what do they jump to 1? And Georgia to 3, they just flip flop.
Yeah, because
you wouldn't want a rematch in the next game.
No, they could put them 1-2 either way.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying.
Or 1-3. If Michigan wins, they'll probably just keep them at 2.
Yeah.
I want to see Bama, Michigan, and Cincy lose. I just want to see chaos.
I want whatever, and I don't know who that is, unfortunately. Maybe it's Oklahoma State. I want the team that has the best shot to beat. If Bama doesn't beat Georgia,
yeah,
I want the best team with a shot to beat Georgia in.
See, I'm kind of like you, Adam. I kind of want to see Alabama lose, Michigan lose, Cincinnati lose, Oklahoma State lose. But then the problem with that is they're either going to pick some other teams that I don't think deserve it, or they're going to repick the team that just lost and have to keep them in anyway. Like, you can't put Ohio State in over Michigan, can you?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
No. Not at this point.
If the beatdown was 2 months ago as opposed to 2 weeks ago or a week ago, maybe.
Can you put Ole Miss in over Alabama?
No.
I didn't think so either.
No.
So if they all lose, they're just getting in anyway. It's very strange.
They all lose. We get to see Notre Dame with Marcus Freeman.
That's true. Notre Dame is the one team.
Maybe I would like to see that because that's official as of like 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
That Freeman has been named the next head coach of Notre Dame.
That's the one thing that will happen if they all lose. Notre Dame will get in. After that, it's a daggum mess. Is there any way Baylor can get in if they all lose?
If they all lose, do you think Baylor would get in?
Who's their one loss to? Oklahoma? No, they'd beat
Oklahoma. They have two losses. One would beat Oklahoma State, but they would avenge it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd say that's possible.
And the other one...
Oh, no. Wasn't it Iowa State? No.
Who was the other one too?
I don't recall this one.
TCU, 30-28 on the road.
It's a bad loss.
It was 4 weeks ago.
No, they're not in at that point.
No?
No, that's just...
We're down to seven teams. You're down to, at the end of the day, Georgia, Michigan, Alabama, Cincinnati, Oklahoma State, Notre Dame. Six. Who am I missing?
I don't know, Mr.
Ohio
7
State's
teams.
Ranked seven. Did you say them?
No, that would be the other one if absolute chaos ensues, but they would need Oregon to beat Utah for that to at least make them look a little bit better. Maybe it's just six. Maybe it's just those.
I mean, if Michigan loses, that hurts Ohio State, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah. The only reason I would say Ohio State maybe is just because of their Ohio State, and I think the community would be like, oh, they
had a bad day. Yeah, I could see that. I'd hate it, but I could totally see it.
So you think Ohio State could get in as the four? If Michigan wins, so they need a Georgia blowout. Georgia knock Alabama down below them. They need Michigan to win and stay in and be at two, probably. Then they need Cincinnati to lose. They need Oklahoma State to lose. But then Notre Dame's already ahead of Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
So Notre Dame would go. Notre Dame would need to jump to the three seed, and Ohio State gets in as the four with Michigan at the two.
Ohio State doesn't get in unless Notre Dame gets in.
That's basically them taking Ohio State over a Baylor team that just won the Big 12 championship.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Baylor might be your four seed in that point. Who's Ohio State's other loss to?
Oregon.
Yeah, their losses are a lot. They don't have that one bad loss, but they're also not their conference champion.
Well, that's
and Baylor avenges
one of
their losses.
They would have to have their conference loss in Michigan lose for the like. That's it. Just be it'd be weird.
No, we're saying if Michigan wins, that'd be their best chance. Because then they could say, well, one of their losses is to the number two team in the country, and their other loss is to an Oregon team that just won.
A conference champion, yeah.
Is just in the top.
So at that point, it'd be Georgia,
Michigan, Notre Dame at three, and Ohio State or Baylor as your four.
Well, I would take a two-loss Alabama team over a two-loss Ohio State team that didn't play on conference championship weekend.
Yeah, so those are your teams you're picking between Alabama, Ohio State, or Baylor.
But in that case, I think you'd still have to go with Notre. I mean, I know this is
Notre Dame's already in. They're already in. So your pick is Ohio State, two losses, Alabama, two losses, Baylor, two losses. Baylor won their conference.
It'd have to be Baylor. I know that was 4 weeks ago to not a great team, but, I mean, Ohio State would have lost – their last game. Bama would be coming off losing their last game. I just don't, unless you're undefeated, I just don't think you can lose your last game and get into the playoff. Has that happened before?
No.
I didn't think so.
Nobody's lost their last game and then got in.
No one's lost.
Yeah, because
it hasn't happened where, like, it's been, you know, one.
No, there hasn't been a massive upset in the conference championship
right,
game, right?
Right,
Like Alabama beating Georgia would be tomorrow. That makes sense.
Because an East team's never, at least from the SEC, an East team has never been in without winning the SEC championship. Georgia did it the 1 year.
I think they would take Baylor.
Well, Bama's the only one that's done it, right, in the SEC?
Auburn, did they get, or that might have been the last year of the BCS.
That Auburn team, they beat Missouri.
That is correct.
The I think the committee would take Baylor just because that'd be the only justification. Like, they need a reason. Like, how do you separate two-loss Alabama with two-loss Ohio State? Like, you kind of can't. They're kind of the same team.
Well, then put them in a bowl game and neither of them get in.
That's what I'm saying. No, so the committee would be like, all right, let's just take Baylor. At least they won their conference championship. Right. We can say that's the reason.
And I don't – I mean, they do say that there is an emphasis. It's not a criteria, but it is an emphasis on winning your conference. And at that point, it's too – I mean, and they all had win and you're in type games. Like, Ohio State beat Michigan, you're in the conference championship. And if, you know.
What if the Alabama Georgia game goes to like three overtimes and it comes down to 2-point conversion attempts again? You think they would justify it by saying, listen, like.
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, at that point, it's like these are two.
I think
the
eyeball
teams.
Test could trump the conference championship.
But you'd have
to
agree with the eyeball test, too, if that were the case.
Unless they went to overtime at like 0-0 or something. Of course, even then, it's like, oh, look at these defenses.
Like, if it's a back-and-forth slugfest and Bama loses in a couple of overtimes or even one overtime, it's clear they're the second-best team in the country because Georgia has been in a league of their own all year.
Yeah, they haven't been tested, except game one. But, again, you know, Clemson not having the spiral out of control season probably has helped Georgia protect themselves if that were to happen.
I wish our spiral out of control seasons were 9-3.
I know.
That'd be nice.
I know.
Yeah.
But the dream.
Yeah, maybe soon. Yeah. We're on our way back. We're climbing. Pride of the Southland band. All right, hear me out.
No.
Billy Stats sent this in.
Family.
All right, Cincinnati loses.
Sad.
Baylor loses.
Okay.
Michigan loses. Alabama loses. So, you got Georgia at number one.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma State all the way up to two.
Yep.
Who goes in at three and four? Some people are saying.
He said Cincinnati lost. Notre Dame. And. Would it be Ohio State?
Some people are making the case that it should be Iowa.
What? What?
They'd be the Big Ten champ.
Hang on. They're at 13.
They only have two losses.
To Purdue and Wisconsin.
So? They would have won the Big Ten. You can't put Ohio State in.
Why?
No, we don't want them. I've already dropped them from my playoff rankings.
An 8-4 team?
What?
No, they'd be.
No, I'm sorry. That was Purdue's record. That was Purdue's record. Who beat them 24-7?
No, they'd be 11-2. They'd have this. They'd have a better record
who'd
than
they beat?
Alabama.
Who?
Who'd they beat?
Ohio State.
Who? Iowa.
Then yeah, Penn State. That's
Ole Miss.
Their one win.
Well, they beat Indiana in week one when Indiana was 17. Indiana was horrible this year.
They were 2-10.
They beat. They went to Iowa State and won, who was ninth at the time, who stinks.
They did beat Baylor.
They did beat Penn State by three.
Barely. That one, that was a close one. That was when Penn State's quarterback went out in the second half. And
they beat Northwestern by five.
You're missing their biggest win, though.
It's Michigan.
It's Michigan tomorrow.
No.
They're behind BYU right now.
I know.
You can't do it.
No. You just can't. No.
Big Ten's out at that point.
Yeah.
You just put.
Or it's Ohio State.
You just put Alabama in, right? As long as they look competent against Georgia.
So is that where we're at now? Like, Bama.
That's what I'm saying.
Bama,
if they all lose.
Bama lost. That doesn't necessarily mean they're out. Tragedy.
I don't think all of those games are going to go exactly that way. It's going to be some mix.
No, they won't.
Let me see what a parlay would look like if took the money lines of all those other teams to where we get.
Betting on chaos?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, this is, I mean, this is Bama losing.
No, put Pitt in. Pitt.
They're lower than they are.
But if they win the ACC, that's a, you know, it's the ACC.
Iowa would have a better win. Tomorrow, and they're already ahead.
I know. Okay. I'm just saying, like, if we're making the case for
freaking
Iowa.
If you want to talk about a bad loss, man, that Western Michigan game. If they hadn't lost that Western Michigan game.
I wish Ole Miss had beaten
Auburn. Neither of their losses are good. Both games they could have and should have won. They have the Western Michigan game, which I still don't understand. 44-41. They lost by three. And then they lost by four to Miami.
Can you imagine if Ole Miss hadn't lost to Auburn, if their only loss was to Alabama and they were sitting there at like five or six mix with Notre Dame?
They're just in, right? I mean,
well, if all that happened,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, really, at this point, it does seem like it's kind of Georgia and everybody else. I mean, Cincinnati, yeah, undefeated, but we don't really know how good they are. They beat Notre Dame, but now that Notre Dame's got a new head coach and a new lease on life, I think they could get in there, maybe, you know, not embarrass themselves. But do we just need Bama to win, beat them twice, win another natty,
okay,
and Saban's the king?
Well, here's
forever
another here's
again.
Here's another big problem with that whole Iowa thing. If Oregon wins, they would get in over Iowa because they're three spots ahead of them.
And,
I mean,
but is Oregon going to win?
They're not even favored. They're 2.5.
I was
going to
say Utah smoked them in that first matchup. I mean, it was a
Utah's 17th?
Yeah.
That was the worst beatdown of any top 10 team on the season, wasn't it?
I can't decide if I want Cincinnati to win or lose this weekend. I mean, normally I'd be pulling for Cinderella to just keep winning.
That's how I feel, but I feel like we could get a lot, like probably the most chaos we'll ever get in a four-team playoff this year, so I'm kind of rooting for that.
What would be the weirdest four teams?
Well, if Cincinnati gets in and wins a game, then it's like, oh, man, maybe we've been selling all these teams short the whole time. Maybe we do need to go to 12 ASAP.
Dude, a wild playoff field would be Georgia at 1, Oklahoma State at 2, Cincinnati at 3, and Notre Dame at 4.
That's not really that wild.
That's pretty wild considering the start of the season.
Well, at the start of the season, we thought Notre Dame had a chance. Cincinnati had a chance.
Nobody thought Cincinnati had a chance to start the season.
What are you talking about? Everyone thought they were going to go undefeated.
Yeah, but, I mean, they didn't even know that they could rise that high in the rankings.
Weren't they top, like, 12?
I don't remember to start the year.
Here's what I'll say. None of us had them originally in the 16 teams we picked to make the college football playoff.
Yeah, nobody would have had two of the teams.
You picked them up off waivers.
Nobody would have had two of the four teams if that happened, Cincinnati and Oklahoma State.
You dropped Miami and picked up Cincinnati after week one.
Miami, huh? Yeah, after week one. So after week one, we all...
But I'm saying before the season.
No, I'm just saying, but obviously they weren't that far out of it. It's like, okay, week one, I'm going to take a flyer on Miami, and then, nope, Cincinnati, they just are the best option.
They started the year eighth.
Huh?
They started the year 8th in the AP,
yeah,
and 10th in the coaches.
We were all just thinking, like, oh, yeah, maybe they don't. But clearly, like, the AP and coaches, yeah, were like, hey, this is a good team. They got a good schedule. They could probably go undefeated. That, I mean, starting the season at 8th, winning all your games, and you can't get into the playoff, that's kind of ridiculous. Like, what, I mean, and what are they right now? Are they 4?
But I don't.
Are they 4 right now?
Yeah. No. 3? 4? I don't know. 4. Yeah, 4. What I don't...
Can they win and drop if you're the committee? Can you say, like, well...
No, if they win, they're in.
Who?
Cincinnati.
Well, no, we've...
Oh, yeah, we have said
Yeah,
that.
We've said their scenario. Yeah, exactly. So at this point, if Oklahoma State wins, that's one loss for them. But if you're the committee and you've had Cincinnati at 4, at 4, at 4, at 4, at 4, oh, well, this team's just a little bit better right now, even though Cincinnati hasn't lost. What if Cincinnati dominates this weekend?
Sorry,
are they
Houston. They're 10-point favorites. It's the 21st best team in the country.
But it's a ranked team.
Iowa State would be dominating the 8th best team in the country.
But I guess my question is, like, what is Cincinnati supposed to do? They went out and scheduled Notre Dame, who only has one loss. They went into their place, beat them. They've beat everybody else. If they go out and dominate Houston, it's like, look, what can we do?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
That's the problem with the system.
Well, I think at that point, if you're the committee, you say, hey, Cincinnati won all their games, won their conference. Oklahoma State, you had a loss. Sorry. I don't think that's what would happen. But if you have them at 4 now and they both dominate, let's say they both win by 30. Or let's say Oklahoma State wins by 15, Cincinnati wins by 25.
Okay.
How do you measure the difference? How do you say, oh, well, the 10 points more by Cincinnati, obviously the score is more impressive, but Oklahoma State was by 15 against a better opponent. That actually equates out to a 30-point win over Houston. I don't know how you do that.
No, and they may not have to. I mean, Michigan, Alabama could both lose.
Right, and I'm sure we're playing that hypothetical of that specific
scenario.
Oklahoma
State's definitely jumping Notre Dame.
So if you're the committee, are you like, oh God?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah. There's three or four different ways it could shake out and make it easy on them, and there's three or four different ways it could get really
tough
on them.
What gets the committee the most flack? Leaving out a one-loss Oklahoma State? Do the Power Five commissioners, are they like, dude, what the hell are you doing? Or is it the everybody else in college football who says, wait. Yeah, they're Group of Five, but they won all their games. They took care of their business. Like, would you do – is it because they're Cincinnati? If it had been BYU, they're in. But because it's Cincinnati, not a, you know, power, I don't know. I think that would be really interesting. But I would also think the committee is like, please, God, don't have us make that decision.
JT says the top 10 teams should go in front of the committee and argue their case for a playoff.
You talk about prime time. I'd watch every second of it. Well, the coaches are going to do that after the games tomorrow anyway. You know, here's why we deserve to be – like, Saban will do it if they lose.
Oh, man.
I mean, remember Kirby that one year? Yeah. It would be awesome.
Who would be the best coach to watch try to argue their case?
Brian Kelly. Sorry.
Well, we had a good football season.
Okay, could
Mike Gundy?
Mike Gundy would be interesting.
Harbaugh, he's so awkward.
Freeman, hey, I just got here, but let me tell you something about these guys.
Brian Kelly's really. If I'd have coached that Cincinnati game, we'd be undefeated.
Okay, we might not have to buy it, but who would have the best argument? Like Saban would be the smartest, most like pop, 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 pop. He would check all the boxes, and everyone would be like, "Oh my God, it's Nick Saban. He's right."
It'd be cool if you had to knock off, like, the other opponents, you know? It's like why they shouldn't be in as well to make your case stronger.
Oh, no. Okay, for that second question, I'd definitely take Mike Gundy. Remember that I'm a man, I'm 40? Getting excited about it.
Oh, he'd be a showman.
Yeah.
This was brought to me by the mother of children.
These kids play a pickup game. They want to get the playoff? And you're not going to put them in? Remember when he did that? Twitter. I don't read that garbage.
No, I mean, Cincinnati only gets left out if...
How's Luke Fickell on the mic? Could he get up there and impress some people?
You know, he...
His name gets tossed around. I don't know if I've ever heard him speak.
I've heard him, like, one interview recently. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. I don't know, man. It could go a lot of different ways. And then
if you're Luke Fickell and you don't get in, though, you got to get out of Cincinnati. Right?
Yeah.
Well... Notre Dame's obviously out of that running. Is Oklahoma interested in Fickell at all? Oh, Virginia came open yesterday, by the way.
Yeah.
Bronco Mendenhall stepped down. But if you're Luke Fickell and you can't get in at 13-0, preseason number 8,
right,
you have to leave. And it really doesn't matter to where at this point. You have to go somewhere Power 5. What's available?
I mean, unless, you know.
It makes sense.
Well, if they go to the 12-team playoff, you could stay. I mean, that's, but.
Maybe, but then they're, you know, oh, we're 13th this year because all these other, then they're just going to boost up the Power 5 teams that have, you know, one loss or, but I just don't know. If I'm Luke Fickell and we get left out after a win tomorrow, we probably should have already gone, but at least his stock will be the highest it's ever been.
I think the committee putting Michigan, Alabama ahead of Cincinnati already shows you what they're thinking. If Oklahoma State wins, they're going to be ahead of Cincinnati.
Sure.
If Oklahoma State wins, they'll be ahead of Cincinnati. That's all I know. That could be ahead of them at 3-4 or 2-3 even, or it could be 4-5. Who knows? Depends on the other games.
Yep.
But the AP and the coaches poll have Cincinnati number 2, both of them. They have Georgia 1, Cincinnati 2. Because those polls, those people that vote in those polls, they love the pristine, perfect record. This goes all the way back to the start of college football and then back when you used to argue about the split championships because you got this team over here undefeated and this team over here undefeated. And who's better? Well, if you haven't lost a game, when human beings just cast their vote, you get that automatic perfect season bump. But the committee has already said that Michigan with one loss right now, I mean, and Alabama with one loss right now, are more deserving of being in the playoff than Cincinnati. So... I find it very hard to believe that they would change that whole line of thinking with the conference champion having one loss after all the dust settles.
It is pretty amazing that Houston's 21 in the playoff rankings, but 16 in the AP. I think that's the biggest difference between AP and another team. Mm. You know what I'm thinking on that one? They're trying to set it up like, oh, Cincinnati, I mean, it was a top 20 win, but it wasn't, you know, top 15 or 16.
Yeah, yeah. Take care of the big boys. Well, who's on the committee? A bunch of Power 5 people, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
it's,
you're
it's
right.
It's a mix, but that's where the money is. Final segment of the program. We'll give you our picks. What we think's going to happen. I still don't know what I want to happen. I guess if you could guarantee me Georgia's going to just completely lay an egg in the first round of the playoff, I'll take them beating Alabama,
yes.
Knocking Alabama out. I think I want to see Oklahoma State in. I think I'll be pulling for them.
I think
it'd
just be crazy to see Houston not get two teams in at this point.
Nothing I can do about it.
Well, I know at that point, I might get all four teams in.
I think it'd be crazy.
Well, I did that, Nate, thinking like there's probably a good chance that this thing blows up in my face. But you got to enjoy the moment while you're there.
His only chance to lose this is if I get an Alabama win and an Oklahoma State win, right?
Then you're two.
Then we're two and two.
Or Cincinnati loss.
Is Davey getting nobody in?
I have Michigan.
No.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So there's actually a chance we only get one team in for everybody.
Yeah. Notre Dame, Michigan, Georgia, and Oklahoma State.
Yep. You have Iowa, Nate. You picked them up. Still.
Or Alabama.
So, but they ain't making it.
We doing these picks or not?
Yeah, might as well.
All right, fire away.
All right, to get us started, we got a game tonight. I don't remember what time we said that one starts.
8 o'clock, ABC.
8 o'clock Eastern from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Legion Stadium, 10th ranked Oregon Ducks versus the 17th ranked Utah Utes. Utah, 2.5-point favorite. Two Utes.
Did you say Ute?
Who's first?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
You can go first, Hodges.
All right. I don't know, man. Utah just pounded Oregon. I think they're the better team, but is there going to be – it almost feels wrong, but I'll go with Utah to cover the 2.5 or whatever Davey said we're going with.
Yeah, it's 2.5.
Yeah, I'll take Utah. I think it's going to be a much closer game, but 38-7 doesn't feel like a bad day, good day type game here.
I'm with you. I think we get a good game. I still think Utah wins just as far as how those two teams are structured. It's just a better matchup for Utah.
Hmm. Give me the Ducks.
I think we know what Hickman's going to do all day.
He's trying to close that gap.
All right, next game, Baylor versus Oklahoma State. Baylor's 9th, Oklahoma State's 5th. OSU, a 5-point favorite. Houston.
I'll take the Cowboys. They got something big to play for. I mean, so does Baylor, but I just – gosh, it's weird, too, because Utah won over Oregon at home. Oklahoma State beat Baylor at home.
Neutral sites.
But I'll still roll with the Cowboys. That defense is really good.
I thought Baylor beat Oklahoma State. Nope.
Iowa State beat Oklahoma State, right?
Yeah.
Who stinks?
Go Matt Campbell.
He had one good day.
Davey?
Call me. That's a close one, man. Give me Baylor to cover. I think Dave Aranda is going to have them ready. I mean, I know Oklahoma State's good. Oklahoma State, though, is just coming off of a huge win. I'll take Baylor.
Yeah, Baylor covers, but they lose.
I'm going to take Baylor in the points as well.
All right, next up we have Georgia versus Bama. Georgia, as we know, undefeated on the year, 1-3 in Atlanta. I do think Georgia wins this game, but 6.5 points is the line, and Nick Saban at least plays them close, man. I mean, that's like Georgia with the win, but Bama covers.
There's two guys you never count out in the game of football. That is Tom Brady, and that is Nick Saban. Give me Alabama.
I can't believe I'm doing this, but I'm going Georgia.
Okay. If you hadn't, I was going to, and now I really don't know what to do.
I don't know. I'm avoiding this game on the with my real dollars.
I mean, it's I can see anything happening.
Yeah,
in this
exactly.
One,
I mean, literally any scenario. I'll take Alabama. I'm hoping and thinking that they looked bad against Auburn because they'd started to look ahead against Georgia, and Auburn just had some different stuff for them. They'll be ready to play, but this will be the test, right? How good really is Georgia? If they can roll over Alabama, we'll know.
All right, here we go. Final two games, number 2 Michigan versus 13 Iowa. Michigan, we're in at 10 points. Hickman, you were first.
Give me Michigan.
Iowa. At least to cover.
I'll take Iowa also to cover. 10 points is a lot.
Yeah, 10 points is a lot, and I mean, Michigan, they're coming off such a high.
Mm-hmm. It's a perfect letdown game.
And even if they win it, like, still, to win by double digits, like, I mean, at worst, I'm thinking we get a push here. So there we have that. And then finally, Pitt, who's 15th versus 16th ranked, Wake Forest. Nate, you're up first.
I think Wake Forest has been a little bit of a paper tiger. Pitt's got better line play. Give me the Panthers.
What's that line you said?
Like 3? What are we going with? 3?
2.5.
2.5? Yeah, I'll go Pitt to cover.
I'll take Pitt.
Dave Clawson?
He just got a big raise and extension. All right. Good for him.
Pitt is much better in the trenches, but they keep it close. Pitt by 4.
Hickman?
Give me Pitt.
All right.
Clean sweep for the Panthers.
Vols basketball tomorrow, 2 o'clock.
I would have broken that down today, but I don't know what to say about Colorado. Let's just go see if we can get a win in beautiful Boulder.
We'll break it all down on Monday. The playoff will be set. We'll have a lot of basketball to talk about. Tune in then and keep it locked in right now. The Blitz is next right here on Fan Run Radio. Have a good weekend.